Ike, I'd like to start right out with you in this first segment rather than holding you into the second or third because we have so much to go through here. You heard me refer to just a little bit ago about Barack Obama's promotion of globalism, Islam, and the embedded establishment. We've actually talked about those things in past programs. The candidate Trump of last year ended up identifying all of these. He actually named them, those three. And they were enemies of the United States. They are enemies of Israel. They're the enemies of the Constitution. I think all of us have come, if we didn't understand it then, we see that. But these enemies, not necessarily being led only by the investigation under Mueller, but certainly it is a key point. He's continuing to go forward and investigate everything under the sun, throwing a broad net, trying to establish some kind of a collusion and Russian connection to invalidate the president's election. But he and the deep state continues to roll on, and they're digging and spending vast sums of taxpayer dollars to try to distract and weaken the president. He's attacked regularly. We see it from all sides. Yet on the other hand, the deep state, at least at this point, has not been victorious. Now, I want to tie into this whole theme here today. You made a statement to me just some time ago that, in fact, Trump's enemies, despite their efforts, are actually destroying themselves. And I thought that was intriguing. I'd like you to explain your statement in an overall sense. What do you see happening, and what do you mean by that statement?
Everything you said is accurate, by the way, regarding Trump and his enemies. Look what's happening. All those people in the Hollywood who denied Trump's victory, who called Trump a sexual predator, who insulted him, who denigrated him, every single one of them turned out to be a hypocrite and a predator. They are literally flushing themselves, literally, in the sewer. You know what? It's said that when the gods want to blind the people, to destroy them, they blind them. But blind them what? Not physically, no. Blind them to truth. Blind them to facts. Blind them to reality. And this is exactly what's happening. Mueller will not find anything. There was no collusion. There was absolutely no reason for Trump to have a collusion. None. So all this digging, as you said, wasted money, wasted effort. They will not find anything. And they are literally, for over a year now, what have they found? Zero. So they are destroying themselves. If you want to look at it from the divine point of view, yes, he was chosen. I never thought otherwise. When he said he will be a candidate for the presidency, and he said why he wanted to be the candidate for presidency, secure border, jobs, America great, and so on and so forth. Every single one of them was perfect. Music to my ear. I supported him from the very moment he declared what his intentions are. I never had any doubt he would win. And I said it before. The day, literally the evening before the countdown, I went to sleep. Some other friends of mine said, why are you sleep? I said, why should I worry about it? He will win. Enough Americans were inspired and woke up to face reality and facts. Enough.